Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I am your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, how are you today?
Hey, man, doing well. Happy to be back and ready to rock and roll with this episode.
Yeah, I know we were talking a little pre-recording conversation. It feels like it's been a while since we've talked. We had a nice little break. We got ahead of schedule. I made a nice chili yesterday because I had some I have so much downtime, man. I'm just making big old pots of chili.
Kevin Malone style?
I would like to say it's as good as Kevin Malone's. It's my dad's recipe. It's called Phil Billy's Tennessee Chili.
What kind of chili do you like? Do you like a little kick in your chili?
It definitely has a little kick, so I'll fill you in. Here's a little ingredients that go into it. Tennessee sausage, pound and a half of ground beef. Got to have some beans in there. We'll go with, I think we go mild beans from Bush. And then green pepper, red pepper, a couple jalapenos. Then we got all the tomatoes and stuff we cut up in there. And then the secret ingredient, this is how it's spicy but not hot. Put about 4 tablespoons of grape jelly in there. Simmers it down just a little bit. Pretty good, man. I'll send you the recipe if you want it.
Please do. I've always wanted to make a chili. I've never done it. I have eaten chili out of a can, though.
Yeah, see? That's like being Italian and being like, hey, would you like some spaghetti? And then I whip up a can of Chef Boyardee spaghetti.
So what I'm hearing you saying is that you're comparing chili to Indiana the same as you compare spaghetti to being Italian.
Yes.
Okay.
You disagree or you agree?
No, I'm very happy to hear you, surmise Indiana's cultural existence down to chili.
Embrace our inner hillbilly. It's there, man. Now let's get to the reason we're here. You guys are listening to the teaser trailer episode for the 1996 comedy film Biodome. Now, before we jump into some Biodome, I want to give you guys a quick reminder to hit that download button on today's podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our show, iTunes, Google Play, YouTube. That's the best way to help support the show and help us continue to grow. JD, let's do some first memories. This will be fun because I know your first memory is probably coming up pretty soon for Biodome. But let me rephrase it this way. What do you know about this Biodome movie?
I know very little. I know that it stars Pauly Shore, that they get stuck in some sort of biology dome.
Okay.
And I'm assuming there's a lot of fart jokes. I feel like people were making a lot of fart jokes after this movie came out.
They're always funny, though. Can't hate on that. I'm interested to see a very young Jack Black in here. I saw him listed on the casting credits, and I honestly, I've watched this movie 50 times. I do not remember Jack Black in this movie. I'm looking forward to seeing him. Now, I have very vivid memories of watching this movie via Blockbuster rental many times in the 1990s. This was a movie that I always loved. I don't know. It's a fun, goofy comedy movie. You can't take it too seriously. I think if you do, you probably hate this movie. I think if you just kick back and relax and enjoy the stupid jokes for what they are, this movie is hilarious. That's my intro to it. I do not own this movie on DVD, so JD, you've seen my DVD collection. Obviously, that says something.
I'm sorry, are you trying to convince me that this is going to be a fun movie to watch, or are you persuading me to just read the Wikipedia notes?
You can probably just read the notes. No, I'm kidding. No, I think it's... No, this is a good movie for you to watch.
No, I'm excited. I am excited to watch it. I'm excited to dive in. Again, I'm a biology dome virgin. This is my first run through with it, and I plan on making myself a steaming bowl of chili and letting the farts fly.
Let's do it. So if you guys are new to this episode on teaser trailer, we actually listened to the original trailer. It'll be up on YouTube. So all you have to do is go down to YouTube, go ahead and type in Biodome original movie trailer. You're going to be looking for the one that's titled Biodome official trailer number one, Pauly Shore movie, 1996 HD, uploaded by Movie Clips Classic Trailers. It has 284,000 views. And then I'll give us a 3, 2, 1 click countdown and we will watch it together. JD, are you ready?
Yup.
All right, let's do it. 3, 2, 1, click.
The Biodome, a pure self-contained environment where five scientists are about to be sealed off from every conceivable form of contamination except one.
Well, check out that mom, man.
Our dream is finally at hand.
What kind of mall is this?
Get out of here!
The doors are sealed for 1 year.
We're stuck here.
That's right.
12 months?
Yes.
52 weeks?
Yes.
385 days?
Wow! No.
The whole world is watching as Bud and Doyle are separated from their loved ones. Learn about endangered species.
They're the rarest Lepidoptera in the world.
Experience nature firsthand and become world-renowned protectors of the planet.
Purple sticky punch, or hemp, is an excellent source of photosynthesis.
Just because we're stuck in a bubble doesn't mean we can't cause any trouble.
On three!
Winter.
Welcome to paradise!
Pauly Shore and Stephen Baldwin
trick or treat
are doing whatever it takes.
I feel like a duck-billed platypus.
To put the mental back in environmental.
Well, can you at least make it taste like chicken? Otherwise, I'm gonna shrivel up like a supermodel.
I am so fat. Nobody likes me. People didn't like me in high school.
Biodome.
Iron Man, does whatever and I can.
Hold it. That's Spider-Man.
Come on, what do you think? You're some rocket scientist?
Yes.
Sorry.
Hey, JD, start us off. What do you think of the trailer?
Oh, my. Wow. Oh, wow. I feel like this is probably the worst trailer that we've watched yet.
It's good, though?
No. Okay. I have no interest in watching this movie. How a Baldwin brother is in this movie, and I don't think he had any lines. Did I notice the bad guy from The Burbs there in the beginning?
Yes, you did. That's a great catch. That is him.
I don't know. Thank the good Lord that this movie came out when it did, because this, I don't think, can happen in 2018.
No, of course not. Nothing with Pauly Shore can happen in 2018.
I don't know, man. I got nothing from this trailer. Like, I can tell that these two dudes are stupid. That this movie took a lot from EdTV and The Truman Show, which I'm not sure the dates on either of those, but, and wow. I don't know, man, how you love this movie. You're going to have to pull a Super Mario Brothers
in our archives. That is a great episode.
You're gonna have to turn me around, man. This episode might turn to Kyle persuade Justin to watch this movie.
Okay. Well, we have to watch it because we have to cover it. So that's number one. The audience voted. We made the commitment. Now, with that being said, I think there's some decent laughs in this movie. I don't think you're going to watch the whole thing and be like, this sucked. I do think there's good enough stuff in here to keep you interested for 90 minutes.
And if not, you owe me a steaming pot of chili.
Okay, deal. Next time I see you, I will bring you the recipe and I will make the chili.
Okay, you heard it, audience. Kyle Autry, and I'm predicting it now, Kyle owes me one steaming pot of Mr. Phil Billy's chili with Tennessee sausage.
Tennessee sausage chili, boy. Okay, well, let's get into some box office numbers. Biodome debuted at the box office on January 12, 1996. The film was distributed by MGM with a runtime of 95 minutes and a production budget, and it's a rough estimate of about $15 million. Biodome opened number 9 at the box office in week 1, bringing in $4.9999 million, pretty much 5. In week 2, they moved down 3 spots to the number 12, brought in another $2.9 million, bringing the 10-day total to $9.5 million. JD, do I dare ask you if the schoolyard effect was in play here?
But I don't know. This is actually kind of a unique one, I think, for the schoolyard effect. Okay. I want to say there was a little blip. I want to say a little blip.
Okay. There was not a little blip. So they would spend one more week in the box office before dropping out of cinema completely. And domestically, the film brought in $13,427,615. No international numbers, but we all know where they made their money. It was on VHS rentals. They tore it up at Blockbuster and box office videos. And that's where they made their money with this film. Unfortunately, we don't have those numbers. It would be cool to have. Maybe some unemployed exec from Blockbuster has them. You can pass them along. Hey, Blockbuster, remember when Netflix tried to sell you their company for $5 million and you were like, nah, we don't need it?
Burn.
Could have got Netflix for next to nothing.
It's like going to Taco Bell and being like, yeah, I've got the app and there's a 10% off coupon, but I'll pay full price for my taco.
Do you get 10% off at Taco Bell with the app?
I'm not endorsing the app, but they do regular coupons. Yes, check out the Taco Bell app. Also, Taco Bell, hit us up. We'll be great sponsors for you and you for us.
I would love to do that. Wouldn't our commercials be awesome? Guys, check out the new Chalupa. It's over at Taco Bell right now with promo code Back in Time.
Well, I'm sorry. Why do you have Epic Movie Guy voice?
I have no idea.
Why wouldn't you just be you and I would be I?
Oh. Never thought of it that way. Let's do some top 10 movies of the week for January 12, 1996. Number one movie at the box office that week was 12 Monkeys. Number two, Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood. Number three, that's a real movie title, by the way. Number three, Eye for an Eye. Number four, Grumpier Old Men. Number five, Toy Story. Number five, Toy Story. Girls don't play baseball. Number six, Heat. Number seven, Jumanji. In our archives, check it out. Number eight, Waiting to Exhale. Number nine, Biodome. And number 10, Two If by the Sea. JD, any standouts for you in that January 12th box office?
Ooh, I am so excited to hear that 12 Monkeys was number one. I'm a massive fan of that movie.
Right. Yeah, I think we've talked about that before. We probably brought that up maybe in the Jumanji episode.
Yeah, it may have came up. And to hear Jumanji, Grumpier Old Men. This is a competitive, wholesome, and messy week with 12 Monkeys up in there. And Don't Be a Menace in South Central or Drinking Your Juice in the Hood. that movie. Maybe a future episode. Maybe
best
not.
Title ever, right? Then you've got Heat with Al Pacino. Man, I really want to get a good Al Pacino impression. I got to work on that. Let's jump into some critic and audience response. As usual, we'll do Rotten Tomatoes to gauge the response of both critics and audience. And then pull a review from Amazon Prime and hear from the customers. JD, how do you think the critics received Biodome?
This is a rough one. I'm racking my brain to come up with positive remarks that a critic, a educated, sophisticated man or woman or child or donkey, being paid to review a movie, and they sit down, they got their popcorn, they got their Milk Duds, they got their Diet Cola, and this movie pops on, and this educated person says, I'm going to review this movie for its cinema qualities and its pertinence to humankind. I struggle to see a critic that responded positively to this.
Yeah, don't overthink it, Shipwreck.
The number that pops in my head is 13.
Okay. Subtract that by 8. And you'd be at 5%, and that would be the total number for Rotten Tomatoes. 5%. The audience is at a 50% rotten. So a little bit better on the audience side. Let's hear from a couple of the critics. Then we'll get to Amazon Prime. John Anderson of the Los Angeles Times gave the film 0.5 out of 5 stars and said, despite the advances humankind has made since dragging itself out of the primordial ooze, Shore is a successful comedian. I don't know how to take that. JD, what do you think?
That's such a sophisticated burn.
I know.
That's like when you turn on the shower and you don't realize how scalding hot it is, and you wait there for a second and you're like, doo 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 doo, I'm gonna wait for, holy shit! You've burned yourself. Boom, roast.
That's good. I kind of picture Pauly Shore reading that and being like, what's all this mean? They're like, they said you were successful. He's like, cool. All right, on to the next one. How we doing? How's the numbers? Yeah, it's flopping pretty hard, Pauly. Fuck.
I noticed you used a lot of big words in that paper. Congratulations.
Yeah. Peter Stack of the San Francisco Chronicle gave the film 0 out of 4 stars and said, America faces the very real prospect that Pauly Shore is the most annoying comic alive. JD, thoughts on that?
Well, they're really attacking his skills there, aren't they?
One guy called him successful, the next called him the most annoying comic on the planet.
I don't know, I've heard some pretty bad comics in my time, and to be called the most annoying with 0 stars next to... I would like to see the critics rating poster that was released in week 2.
Right. All right, so let's get to Amazon Prime. You know, this is always a better indication of how the film was received. So out of 412 customer reviews, Biodome carries a 3.7 out of 5 stars. We've got 279 of those being 4 or 5 stars, and almost 100 being 1 star or less. So it's pretty split. People either love this movie or they hate it. Now let's hear from Amber Connolly. She wrote, Biodome has always been one of my favorite movies. It's so stupid, but never fails to make me laugh. I feel like that really sums up the movie. It's so stupid, but it's fun. JD, what do you think about Amber Connolly?
Amber, I hope that you're right, because I'm anticipating having a rough day tomorrow after having had to watch this trailer. So I'm hoping that I sit down and I watch this movie and I'm like, oh, woe is me, my life sucks. And then I watch this movie and I'm like, well, I hope your rating comes true for my sake.
Yeah, come on, bro. Oh, give it a chance.
You need to work on that.
Yeah, I will.
Leaning Tower of Cheese.
There you go. That wasn't bad. So what are you looking forward to most when we dive into this movie? What's one glimmer of hope you're looking to see?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Zero. Okay.
Nope.
Nothing. I'm going to say I look forward to the Jack Black cameo, and I also look forward to seeing how well this movie's aged. It's been probably a good, I would say at least 5 or 6 years since I've watched this movie. I honestly don't remember much of what happens once they get inside the dome. So I am looking forward to that and possibly turning this into a movie that JD respects. Slim chances.
Yeah. Well, and audience, just know that I come at this with much hatred and negativity. And send me your hatred and negativity back. If you think that I am being a pinhead coming into this movie, let me know about it. Tweet your hate at me, Unjust Justin, on Twitter. Come on, bring it on.
Okay. Make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. All full episodes are up there now. Google Play, YouTube. You can follow us on social media. We are at Back in Time Pod, Instagram. We're on Facebook. You can shoot us an email over at backintimepodcast@gmail.com. But for now, it's time to climb back into the DeLorean, punch in today's date, and return back to present day, bro. And we'll be back on Wednesday with the full review. See ya!
Art joke.
We can go when we want to. Night is young and so am I. And we can just feel deep from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. And we don't, nobody will. And you can act real good.